I'm Brett Carter. Thanks for choosing this KAXE-KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcasts. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
It don't matter if you're tall, it don't matter if you're small, it don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all, 'cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends holding fast.
It is time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday morning show. We pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables, get to know them a little bit better. I'm excited.
Heidi,
we're going
it's
to
a
my
Christmas tree. It's just lighting up here.
I know. We're going to my hometown of Brainerd. Chuck is joining us now. Morning, Chuck.
Morning.
Thanks for being with us today.
Yeah.
Have you
thanks
had
for the chance?
Yeah. Have you had your breakfast yet?
Yes, I did.
All right.
It was kind of boring.
It's okay.
Had oatmeal.
There's got to be more to it than that.
There's got to be more than that.
That's pretty much it. I had some, you know, cut up a banana and some raisins, throw in a handful of nuts.
That's
well,
easy.
See, there you go.
That's great.
You made it sound like you're just putting up an empty Christmas tree there. You put nuts on raisins?
Oh, yeah.
And any milk or what's the...
Oh, yeah. Okay. Add milk. And I do it kind of odd. I don't actually cook the oatmeal.
Okay, wait a minute.
You eat it dry?
I pour milk on there.
Oh, okay.
What?
Yeah.
So they're not cooked.
It takes a little more chewing, but
yeah.
No, that's a that's like not a time thing. That's a like a preference.
Oh, it's a time thing too, and I don't really like the texture of cooked oatmeal.
I see.
But you like
the raw oatmeal texture.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is this old fashioned, or is it a state of the art one, or what is it? Oatmeal.
No, it's old fashioned.
Wow. So does it get soggy like a cereal can quick?
If you let it sit there for a while, but it's usually gone by the time it gets to that point.
So at what point in your life did you start liking raisins?
I've always liked raisins.
Wow.
What did the bowl look like it was in?
Just a white ceramic bowl.
All right. And what about a beverage?
Beverage, coffee.
Okay. That sounds good. Just plain coffee or?
Yeah, pretty much. I just like black coffee.
Okay.
Oh, this is just straightforward breakfast.
Strong?
Oh, yeah. I'm a straightforward guy.
Well, we appreciate that. We're not going to ask what your spoon looked like. We're just going to move on.
That's good because I don't remember.
So what's your favorite Christmas cookie?
Yeah.
My favorite Christmas cookie. I'm not a big fan of sugar cookies. Actually, for Christmas, my mom always used to make Special K bars.
Oh,
you know, you
good.
Get Special K and you mix, I don't know what else you put in there, butterscotch and kinds of stuff, and then about an inch thick layer of chocolate on top.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. So do you carry on that tradition or not?
I do not. I try to convince my wife to. And every once in a while, she will make that for me. But doesn't happen a lot. So I have to appreciate them fully when I can.
So, Chuck, what are you up to today?
Just coming into work. And I work at a Roundhouse Brewery in Brainerd.
I was gonna see if I could guess. That's the Chuck I thought we were talking to.
Yeah, he's kind of the Chuck
you thought.
Yeah, you're kind of working as you're talking too. I can hear you kind of making a little noise. You lifting a keg or something or what?
Oh no, no, I wouldn't be able to lift a keg and talk on the phone at the same time.
So, how long have you and your wife own Roundhouse Brewery? Is that right?
Oh, we don't own.
Okay.
I've worked here since it opened, not quite 3 years ago.
Okay. Is it something you always wanted to do?
I started out as a home brewer about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And I got hooked fairly quick. And since I started doing that, then it became something I always wanted to do.
Okay.
And then had a couple of friends. I was living out of state at the time, but I had a couple of friends back here who knew I was a home brewer and interested in doing something like that. And they kicked around the idea of opening a place up and got a hold of me, and one thing led to another, and I'm back in Minnesota and making beer.
Yeah, well, we were down there, was it a year ago or 2 years ago, Heidi? We had
year.
That yeah. was really big and fun. Yeah. And, yeah.
So say I walk into that, so former train building, so it's got this beautiful exposed mm-hmm. brick. Say I walk in there right now, what beer would you recommend to me?
Oh, let's see. Right now, this time of year, people generally go for something kind of big and dark and malty. So that'd probably be our Empire Builder Imperial Stout.
Oh.
If you like something on the lighter end, one of our favorites, we call it 46 North. And make it with organic malts and hops, and then Minnesota late-grown wild rice.
Oh, wow. So is 46 the latitude of Brainerd?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. That's outstanding. So do you get to, how often do you create new stuff?
New stuff, we try to come up with a new recipe every couple of months.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And mix it up. We've got, our list of standards that we try to keep on tap all the time. But then every once in a while, just for variety and seasonal change and things like that, we'll throw something new in.
What is the building you're in? What was its purpose? Was it a repair place for trains? Or?
The building we're in used to be warehouse and storage.
Oh, okay. You got a beautiful, beautiful old sign on the wall. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's hard to compete against 150-year-old brick.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So when did you start listening to KAXE?
Actually, had a family member who was a volunteer in KAXE years back, and so we'd find out he was going to be on, and we'd stream. That was when we were living out of state. And so that was probably 8-10 years ago.
So was it kind of fun?
And so we started listening by streaming, and then when we came back to Minnesota, we listened pretty much all the time.
So I bet it was kind of important, kind of fun to be away, but still here in northern Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah, I grew up not too far from Brainerd, so.
You want to share with us?
Come back.
Want to share with us the name of that volunteer? Maybe we conjure up some old memories for us.
Brian Tice.
Oh yeah. Say hi to Brian for us. We'd love to have him.
I will.
Yeah, we'd love to have him come back and put together some great music for us. Oh my gosh. Well, we sure appreciate it's been fun. We have plans, even if we don't always talk to you about it. We want to do some events in Brainerd again, and Roundhouse is at the top of our list because you guys have been great to us, and we sure appreciate it. Why do you support Why do you support the station? Why do you think other people should be a part of this thing?
I support KXE because it is, like you say in the commercial, or say in your ads, it's the voice of northern Minnesota. It's independent. You've got a fantastic music lineup. And the shows.
Right. And you got live music. We mentioned it earlier this morning. Live music tonight and tomorrow night at Roundhouse. Do you know who's playing?
We do. Let's see. Tonight is Chris Holm.
Oh, great. From the used to be in Fat and Frogs and
yeah.
I think Four on the Floor, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great musician.
He is. And I'm not sure off the top of my head who we've got tomorrow night.
Okay.
Well, for being on What's For...
I just make the beer.
Okay.
For being on What's For Breakfast, Homestead Mills is our sponsor. You either get Country Blend cereal or wild rice pancakes delivered right to your house.
I know what he's going to
take. Cream-colored linen. You do?
Yeah.
I do, too.
What do you want, Chuck?
Let's go with the pancakes.
Aha! I knew it. Hey, Merry Christmas to you, and thanks so much for calling today. You helped us out.
Thanks. And Merry Christmas to all of you.
And your oatmeal was not boring. It really wasn't.
Yeah, you got to...
I mean, you don't cook it, for crying out loud. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Chuck. That's What's for Breakfast. You hear it Friday mornings on 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KAXE. Yes, we'll be back.